The thing I want to talk about today is something that is a somewhat counterintuitive and tricky aspect of our own self-awareness. The way that we think about ourself and our identity, and the way that we value it based upon how our emotions and our outlook is situated at any given time. So to break down a little bit what that means is, you know, all of us have this feeling about, are we doing good? Are we thriving? Are we succeeding? Are we progressing? Do people like us? Do we like people? Those feelings are always top of mind in this way, and not in a literal way. We're not going down a checklist thinking of all of those things and marking them off on a daily basis, but they create a culmination of self-image that we carry around with us. And that self-image shifts our mindset, because how we're feeling about ourselves and our future in the world influences how we see the world. And that, in turn, influences or can reinforce how we see ourselves. Can create kind of a feedback loop of positivity or negativity or neutrality, whatever it may be. And so, one of the things that we have to watch out for, and this is, you know, again, one of those kind of slippery ones, is that if you think about how you feel about yourself at any given time, and if you're feeling good, you feel energized, you have confidence, you have a greater sense of clarity, and most importantly, you have a sense of self-belief, right? So you're able to approach everything that you're doing in life, all of your relationships, your professional things, your self-care and inner work, you're able to approach all of that with a kind of optimism and power, because your mindset is situated in such that you feel, yes, I have this value. I can do this. It is worth it for me to continue developing all of these different areas in my life that are meaningful to me. And that's really great. But as we all know, certainly, that mindset is not permanent. That mindset, even sometimes for some people in some seasons of life, can become rather rascally and difficult to obtain. More often than not, what happens is that people feel ground down. We get into these patterns and these habits of living. We sort of repeat the same day over and over again, going through the motions because we have to maintain our lives. We have to do certain things to keep it all going, right? And because there's an endless amount of things that we can do to facilitate the keeping it all goingness, it's very, very easy to wear ourselves thin. And that can be even, of course, on a physical level, just like our physical energy gets worn down because we're not taking enough time to rest and restore and do nothing, or even just something as simple as sleep sometimes. But also that can really wear down your mind. Like just checking these boxes and doing these same things over and over again, it becomes very fatiguing to the mind if you don't give the mind a break. Because if you look at what the general pattern of a lot of people's lives are like, is they do their job, you know, throughout the day, that's a certain percentage of their intellectual power that is taken from that. Then in the empty spaces within their job, you know, they're looking at their phone and processing information on their phone. that's taking a part of your mental energy as well. Then perhaps you go out with some people that, you know, after work that drains some mental energy. You come home, you get back on your phone, you read, you do whatever it is. You take care of things around the house, you know, whatever it is that you have to do. And that drains even more mental energy because you're just kind of like playing chess all day. You're kind of just processing bits of information and applying solutions to problems all day long and all night. And when you get into habits of doing that over and over and over and over without inserting the proper downtime or the proper time of, you know, just to take care of yourself, to kind of detox, to reset, and to get some empty space, then you get really fatigued and really worn out and burned out. And whenever that happens and it becomes a dominant theme in your life at the same time that you physically are worn down as well, then it's very difficult to keep a positive mindset in that moment. And so whenever you're physically and mentally worn down, all of those checkboxes about the self that I mentioned earlier, how are you feeling? You know, are you thriving? Is your future looking good? Do people like you? Do you like people? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of those things start to take a bit of a different skew because your mindset is different because you're fatigued and you're worn down and you're feeling a bit probably numb at the same time to some of the pleasures and things that would restore you just because of the fatigued aspect of mind and body. And so whenever we're in those states of just feeling really worn down, what happens is that then our mental direction about ourselves becomes changed as well. So whenever our energy drops, we tend to think that our worth drops at the same time. Because when we're coming from a place of a burnout, as it were, and overwhelm, when we go to think about our future, think about ourselves, think about what's possible, it really takes on a different look. Looks like, oh yeah, nah, maybe I can't make it. Maybe I can't do this. I'm just, tired and I don't have the skills. Maybe these people don't like me. Maybe I don't like these people. Maybe I don't want to hang out with them. Maybe I can't look for a new job. Maybe I can't go traveling because, you know, I just can't do it right now. It's not me. I don't have the command and confidence of my life to write that script for myself and get it done. And once we get into that mindset, it can be really difficult to get out of it. You know, and a lot of people go through that naturally and then kind of come out of it once they really burn out so much that they're forced to take a break. But it's easy to just live in this low-key version of that mindset because you're kind of tired and worn down and whatever. And the longer that you think that, the more you confirm it for yourself to be true, even though it's not true. It's just a perspective, right? But the longer that you spend in that state of mind, and the longer that you just kind of keep trudging through life without ever just hitting the brakes and really treating yourself right so that you can set yourself up for success, the more you can just forget about the times whenever you actually did feel the other way. You forget about whenever you felt confident, when you felt like you were going to go crush life and that all the things that you wanted to do were right at your fingertips. It was just a matter of you executing them and getting them done. And that energy can kind of fade out because if you spend too long in this dormant state, you convince yourself that maybe you don't have as much value as you thought you did. You confuse being burned out for not having any potential. And that's a really unfortunate place to be. I've certainly been there many, many times where I'll burn myself out And then I'll think, oh yeah, now all the stuff that I had on the front of my mind that I was planning for the future, I don't know, maybe it's not going to work out, maybe whatever. And the second I start thinking like that, I stop. And I come back to an objective view of self. And I remember, hold on, my mindset has shifted to where I'm feeling more negative and critical about myself, and the elasticity of my thinking has become tight and pessimistic. And so it means I need to take a break. I need to not worry about work for a while. I need to just do kind of the bare minimum and then do a lot of things for myself, get plenty of rest, go outside, hang out with some people that I always feel more energized afterwards. Spend some time doing some things, getting your hands busy, like doing things that really bring you joy, you know. I know a lot of people like gardening or, you know, working on little projects and things like that. And so whenever I feel that way, I always just pump the brakes and reset and put in large chunks of time to just do nothing and to relax and to just restore. And it always works. It always works. And so consider and remember the fact that whenever you start feeling down on yourself, whenever your mindset starts shifting towards this negative state, whenever your energy drops and you confuse that for your actual value of self dropping, now that this has been articulated and it's had a point put on it, I hope that it will be helpful for you to be able to notice and recognize whenever that's happening, to break the story from the objective truth and to be able to put space in there and see it whenever it's happening and notice, okay, this isn't actually me. This isn't actually what I think. And if you were rejuvenated, you would feel otherwise. You would feel positive and confident and thirsty and hungry for life and for your future. And so, yes, I hope that this is useful and provides a tool for you, you know, to be able to recognize that negative state of mind, that negative shift, and then notice it when it happens, take action, and don't be drawn into this state that so many of us, you know, I suppose all of us get drawn into whenever we get burned out, mistaking that drop of energy for a lack of value and potential. And what's really cool is that the more that you learn that, the more that you notice it and don't get tricked by that miscommunication, it's kind of an internal miscommunication of self, then you're able to push it in the opposite direction where you recognize, okay, I'm going to take like bigger chunks of time and make that a priority to not put pressure on myself, to not be burning out my intellect or my body, to rest and to just kind of do nothing, to just exist sort of like an animal to a degree. If you're just hanging out, just recovering, reflecting if you want or not, and doing what gives you joy, what gives you energy, and taking that time for yourself so that you can then move over back into a productive state of mind and have that energy, that positive flow and that power. And the more that you continue to cultivate that sense of mind, the more you convince yourself that that's who you are. And that's where we want to be, right? So you can create this, instead of a negative snowball effect, you can actually create a positive snowball effect. So then the confidence and the clarity really becomes palpable because you're like, no, I have found this pattern of taking, you know, time off and resting and doing what I need to do so that I feel like I have enough energy, and then putting that energy into something, into yourself, into a project, into, you know, your profession, whatever it is that makes you happy, and then being able to turn it off again and recover, and then putting that energy back into progress again. And the more times that you do that, and the more time that you consistently feel that positive flow and that optimism of yourself and your future, the more that you begin to believe that that is reality And the easier it gets to stay in that zone, the easier it gets to be a confident person and to make those things and those changes and realize those goals that you have in your life, to make them all actually come into fruition. So I hope you enjoyed this, my dear friends. Thank you as always for being here. And it's a real joy, and it gives me energy to be able to talk about these things and share them with you. And I hope that it was helpful for you. Until next time, much love.